reports and several feet of troubles falling from Michigan to New England. Heavy lake effect snow. Advisories out for people coming back from Thanksgiving. ABC News forecaster Jeff Smith.
We have a little clipper system moving across parts of the Midwest I-70 corridor. So there is some slick travel along I-70. We have some winter weather advisories. Maybe 1 to 4 inches of snow. St. Louis over to Evansville, Louisville, Pikeville, Kentucky, Charleston, West Virginia.
Another video is released of an Israeli hostage held by Hamas. Idan Alexander, his mother Yael, saying of the Israeli prime minister.
Benjamin Netanyahu called us and told us that he embraced us and is with us, with the family, on this toughest time. And he told us that he's going to do whatever he can to bring the deal.
Russia is suddenly having to fight Ukraine and try to protect its longtime ally Syria during a sudden new rebel offensive on Syria's largest city, Aleppo. This is ABC News. Black Friday shopping set a record this year, with shoppers spending nearly $11 billion online, over 10% more compared to last year. Many more buying on their phones.
Consumers getting ideas on social media apps, on retail apps, on what things to buy. And then as a result of, you know, maybe following influencers and things like that, they get additional promo codes and discount codes to magnify the value they're getting on their order.
Adobe Lead digital analyst Vivek Padilla. U.S. Customs agents have made the largest ever seizure of counterfeit musical instruments at the port of Los Angeles, Long Beach. 3,000 guitars, says Gibson Guitars. ABC's Brian Clark.
Gibson's chief marketing officer called the seizure emotional and personal because of the protection of its players. One of its most famous players, Chuck Berry, who used a Gibson on his classic Johnny B. Good and was buried with one of his Gibsons when he died in 2017.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And good morning, everyone. This is Tim Thede sitting in for Bo Hinrichs this morning. Hoping you're having a great Sunday morning. It is the first day of December. Our time is 6:02. And look for mostly sunny conditions today. It'll be chilly, though not as windy, compared to the past few days with a high of 24. Winds will be northwest 7 to 12. Tonight, increasing clouds, flurries possible, though no accumulation is expected, and a low of 13. And then partly cloudy tomorrow with lingering flurries. It will be warmer with a high of 30. And currently in Richland Center, it is clear. Our temperature is 6 degrees, and that's after a high that currently is our morning low, I should say. We did have a temperature of 7 not long ago, but now it dropped down to 6. Yesterday's high was 21, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1998 is 60 degrees, with a record low of 11 below set back in 1947. Last year's high was 36 with a low of 23. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:27. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:15. And winds are out of the east, northeast at 5 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 4 below outside. Our barometric reading is 30.24, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 6 degrees. Now it's time for the Gospel Greats.
The Gospel Greats!
Hello, friend, and welcome to the Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we'll enjoy some of the best in Southern gospel. We're celebrating the great American holiday of Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving!
From our family to yours.
It is good to give thanks.
I am thankful that I have a father that says, trust me, just listen to me. I promise you I know what I'm doing.
Celebrating Thanksgiving. It's all great gospel coming up right here on the Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to the Gospel Greats.
I don't drive a fancy car with sleek and shiny wheels. Don't live in a big mansion on top of a hill. Don't own a lot of things. Don't have a lot of stuff. Been known a time or two to be having it rough. But one thing is for certain, and you better believe I've got everything that I'm ever gonna. I'm B-L-E-S-S-E-D.
Jordan Family Band with BLESSED. And we are truly blessed. So today we'll be giving thanks and hearing from the artist and some of you who shared a Thanksgiving thought. Here's Josh Singletary from the Tribute Quartet.
I am thankful that I have a father that says, "Trust me, just listen to me. I promise you I know what I'm doing." It doesn't make any sense, and it may not ever make sense until you get here with me. But I promise you, I know what I'm doing. And I know that's hard for us as humans and even children of God to swallow and say, fine. But what I've learned is the pressure that is taken off, that I don't have to work so hard to try to figure it out. God already has it figured out. Man, that is something for me to be thankful for this year for Thanksgiving.
That's Josh Singletary, and here's the Tribute Quartet with Thank the Lord.
I want to thank the Lord for what He's done for me. He came along in time to set this sinner free. I'll praise Him with an anthem that I'll sing eternally. I want to thank the Lord for what He's done for me. I want to thank the Lord for what He's done for me. He came along in time to set this sinner free. I'll praise Him with an anthem that I'll sing eternally. I want to thank the Lord for what He's done for me.
I could stand and testify about the olden days when I was lost in sin and didn't have a clue. I can tell you how it was to be alone and wondering cause I didn't have a friend to see me through. But that old song don't really fill my cup until I praise His name and lift it up.
I want to thank the Lord for what He's done for me. He came along in time to set the sinner free. I'll praise Him with an anthem that I'll sing eternally. I want to thank the Lord for what He's done for me.
Someday there will come a time this body fails, and I know I'm about to answer heaven's morning call. What would seem so dear to me and many precious memories, I know that I'll reflect upon them all.
But just before I wave goodbye to you, there's still one more thing I want to do. I want to thank the Lord for what He's done for me. He came along in time to set the sinner free. I'll praise Him with an anthem that I'll sing eternally. I want to thank the Lord for what He's done for me. I want to thank the Lord for what He's done for me. He came along in time to set the sinner free. I'll praise Him with an anthem that I'll sing eternally.
I want to thank.
I want to thank the Lord.
I want to thank.
That's the Tribute Quartet. Lance Moore of Paid in Full offers up a mini sermon for Thanksgiving.
1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." You know, that's something to really think about these days. Are we really living a life of gratitude? You know, that word is defined as a quality of being thankful. It also says to show appreciation. You know, we live in a world, and Christians aren't excluded, they can be so focused on self-gratification, sometimes I think we tend to leave others by the wayside, even if it's unexpected. And so with all that said, I'm talking to myself as well. Take some time to refocus. Before, even after you approach someone, check your gratitude level, because that's going to make a difference in someone else's life. Now, it might be a small thing, but over time, it may be something that points them to Christ.
That's Lance Moore, and here's Paid in Full with "I Can't Do This By Myself."
I thought I was strong enough to live my life without you. I tried my best to do things on my own. One more mistake, and here I am, discouraged and alone.
need your grace. I need your mercy. I need your faithfulness to move and live and breathe. I've lived long enough to know I can't live without your help. I can't do this by myself. Lost inside my own ambitions, you saved me from the me I was back then. And when my past comes back at me, and I question your forgiveness, I can run back to the cross and cry.
I can't do this by myself. That's Paid in Full. Today, we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Coming up in just a moment, Gold City and Jonathan Wilburn.
Hi, it's Carl wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Here's to good times, great company, and safe travels from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
And currently in Richland Center, it is 6 degrees at 6:15 on this Sunday, December 2nd. And our winds are out of the east-northeast at 5 miles per hour, so it feels like 4 below outside. So be sure to bundle up when you get out this morning, wherever you're going to, whether it be church or visit relatives or doing whatever you do for your Sunday. Hope you have a great Sunday as well. And for today, mostly sunny. It'll be chilly, though not as windy compared to the past few days with a high of 24. Winds will be northwest 7 to 12. Increasing clouds tonight. Flurries are possible, though no accumulation is expected and a low of 13. Then partly cloudy tomorrow with lingering flurries. It'll be warmer with a high of 30. Once again, our current temperature in Richland Center is 6 degrees.
Welcome back and happy Thanksgiving. Anthem Edition last year released the perfect Thanksgiving song on their Christmas album, Here Comes Christmas. It's called Thanksgiver.
It's getting cold, I'm driving home on Interstate 30. Mama's calling, where you at? The turkey's almost done. I hang up the phone, tear in my eye. Moments like these I realize, God, you're so good to me.
You made joy out of simple and ordinary things. You fill life up with stories I never think to dream. So this holiday I want to praise the one who's making a saint out of this sinner, the one who
use turned me into this stage giver. Just took the pumpkins off the porch, the wreath is on the door. There's something sacred about the time of year when you were born. The street's alive, it's Christmas again. Moments like these I hope I don't forget. God, you're so good to me.
You made joy out of simple and ordinary things. Fill life up with stories I never think to dream. So this holiday I want to praise the one who's making a saint out of this sinner, the one who's turned me into this Thanksgiver. To dream. So this holiday I want to praise the one who's making a saint out of this sinner,
the one who's turned me into this Thanksgiver.
You're the reason why I'm a Thanksgiver. You're the reason why I'm a Thanksgiver.
Thanksgiver, that's Anthem Edition. Chris Jenkins of Gold City says that he's been blessed this year.
I just want to say this Thanksgiving season that I am very thankful, first of all, for my salvation, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my family, and for the opportunity to have the best job in the world, and that's to go out and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
That's Chris Jenkins, and here's Gold City with Gone for Good.
Child of God, yes, it's true. The old has passed away and you've been made new. But you can't get past your past. You keep bringing it up again. Let me tell you, friend, when Jesus forgives your sin, it's as good as gone.
Now, that's something to be thankful for. Gold City. Jonathan Wilburn pulls out his thankful list.
I'm thankful today for my raising. I that's just one of the many things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my mom and dad, Jackie and Elaine Wilburn, who raised me in a Christian home to love and respect God's Word.
That's Jonathan Wilburn, and here he is with Satisfied.
I've got that old-time religion, got that old-time religion.
That is why
I'm satisfied. Well, you may ask me if I'm happy, if I have sweet peace within, if I'm worried about tomorrow when I reach my journey's end. Well, I'm satisfied with my Jesus. And when he knocks, I'm gonna let him in. 'Cause he'll go with me,
he'll go with me
through the valley. For I know he is my friend. I'm satisfied,
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 I'm satisfied.
No trouble can ever get me down. When my eyes are closed in death, with my Jesus I'll be at rest. And in I'm satisfied. I've got that old time religion, got that old time religion.
That is why
I'm satisfied. If my friends, they all forsake me and they turn me from their door, if they sow no seeds of kindness, make the thorns in my path grow. Well, it won't matter over yonder when I reach the other side. Well, I'm gonna sit down with my Jesus.
Oh, I'm satisfied,
I'm satisfied. Yes, satisfied,
I'm satisfied,
satisfied,
I'm satisfied.
No trouble ever get me down. When my eyes are closed in death, with my Jesus I'll be at rest. And then you'll know I'm satisfied. Yes, when my eyes are closed in death, with my Jesus I'll be at rest. And then you'll know I'm satisfied.
Satisfied, that's Jonathan Wilburn. I'm Rodney Balcom. More Thanksgiving thoughts and music coming up when the Gospel Greats continues.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
And happy Sunday to everybody. This is Tim Thied sitting in for Bo Hinrichs this morning, wishing you a happy Sunday, as I mentioned. Kind of went back a little bit there, but yeah, happy Sunday. And on this Sunday, December 1st, so the first day of December, no more November. December's underway. And to start off our first day of December, look for mostly sunny conditions today. It'll be chilly, though not as windy compared to the past few days, with a high of 24. Winds will be northwest, 7 to 12. Increasing clouds tonight. Flurries possible, though no accumulation is expected, with a low of 13. And partly cloudy tomorrow, with lingering flurries. It'll be warmer and a high of 30. Currently in Richland Center, the temperature is 6 degrees. The winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 2 below zero. So be sure to bundle up when you get outside. And just a reminder, Kickapoo Cowboy Church is held the first Sunday of each month. So it's being held this evening at 6 o'clock at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. Also this evening, if you get a chance, stop on out to Kraska Park, because the Richland Center's Rotary Lights in the Park will be held through New Year's Eve. The exhibit will open each night with walkthroughs from 6 to 6:50 and drive-throughs from 7 to 9. However, please note, new this year, the first three Mondays, December 2nd, 9th, and 16th will be drive-through only. Also, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be on hand every Friday and Saturday.
The Gospel Grace.
Hello, friend. I'm Rodney Bonkham, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. Reagan Boyd from Greenville, South Carolina, has a list she's thankful for this year.
I am so thankful for my family. I'm so thankful for the time that I get with my dad every single morning. I am so thankful for my husband. I'm newly married, and I'm just so thankful. I'm so happy for this beautiful, wonderful life. I'm so thankful for the place that I get to live in. I'm so thankful that I have a home, a roof over my head, food in my stomach. I'm so thankful.
And we're thankful for you, Reagan. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter with the Lewis family and the Easter brothers. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
While the world looks upon me as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Your blessings on me.
Lord, I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you, and that's all.
There's food on my table and shoes on
my feet. You gave me your love and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. That's Jeff and Sherry Easter with the Lewis family and the Easter brothers. Thanksgiving is a time when we gather with family. We give thanks for God's provision, and we tend to overeat. Americans take in 3,000 to 4,500 calories at their Thanksgiving celebrations, according to estimates by the Calorie Control Council. Everyone has their favorite dish, the dressing, the sweet potato casserole. Brian Freed tells us his favorite.
It would be the turkey. My wife is an unbelievable cook, and she has the turkey mastered, as well as many other things in her cookbook, but she has the turkey mastered, so I look forward to that every year.
That's Brian Freed. Here's Brian Freed and Assurance with Grateful for the Gospel.
Hi, this is Brian Freed of Assurance, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
But it's never been more true about a Savior and a sinner and the bridge between the two. Just an old rugged cross that paid redemption's price. And I've never been more grateful for the gospel of Christ.
I'm grateful for the gospel. Stood the test of time, the hill where Jesus gave his life, the place where I found mine, my refuge from the storms that rage, the rock on which I built my faith. I am grateful for the gospel, it's the reason
I am saved.
for the gospel. That's Brian Free and Assurance. Chris Taylor of the Taylors expresses his gratitude this Thanksgiving.
And I'm thankful to have the privilege to be used by God. Not only does he take a sinful person like me and save us by his grace, but he adopts us into his family and he calls us to spread the word. I'm so thankful to be used by him to share the gospel with others. So I want you to remember that this holiday season, whoever you meet along the way, please remember to share the love of Christ. And that is my attitude of gratitude.
That's Chris Taylor, and here are the Taylors with God's Been Good to Me.
He's good on the mountain. He's good in the valley low. He's good in times of trouble. That's why I love him so. He's good while I'm sleeping. He's good when I'm on my knees. He's good though I'm unworthy, yeah. He is good to me. And I don't worry when skies are gray. And I don't bother with the darts that Satan throws my way. For the one who cares for sparrows and the lilies of the field, calms the violent storms when he says, peace be still. He's good on the mountain. He's good in the valley low. He's good in times of trouble. That's why I love him so. He's good while I'm sleeping. He's good when I'm on my knees. He's good though I'm unworthy. Sunshine and in the rain, he is still the King of Kings who remains the same. He is faithful to his children and his promises are true. If he says he'll always be there, that's exactly what he'll do. That's why I love him so. He's good while I'm sleeping. He's good when I'm on my knees. He's good though I'm unworthy, yeah. He is good to me.
Yeah, he's good on the mountain. He's good in the valley low. He's good in times of trouble. That's why I love him so. He's good while I'm sleeping.
Been good to me. That's the Taylors. Much more of our Thanksgiving special coming up, and in just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
Furniture, decor, and more has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby. Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby. Time is almost up. The half-price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center in Viroqua ends today at 3 p.m. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half off. Don't miss this last chance to save big on shoes and clothing for the whole family. Special orders and layaways aren't included. Hurry in before it's too late. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where style meets saving.
Mr. G's.
It's the Roundup. Phil and Hank in the mornings every weekday morning at 7:20. Your go-to for the Roundup of all things fun and full of useless knowledge. Tune in and start your day with a smile.
Right, I'm in raw.
It's magic and memories.
Magic.
Wonders and wishes.
Wonders
and when it touches your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
In 1901, on December 5th, as the Christmas spirit was awakening kindness in many sleeping hearts, a little baby was born that would thrill and excite children yet unborn. His mind would dwell in marshmallow worlds filled with fantasies and tales of once upon a time. He wouldn't write the stories he dreamed, but would dream some of the stories already told and bring them to life in a way never done before. No one knew it then, but he was a gift given to the world, a Christmas gift who would bring joy and laughter, gasps and giggles to old as well as young. He would live for only 65 years, but in those years he would leave a mark to bring happiness to those who would come after. There's not one of us who hears these words that do not know who he is, not one he has not touched in one way or another. 105 years have come and gone, but still his name is mentioned every day by multitudes. I speak of Walt Disney, who dared his dreams to come true, a gift from God at Christmas. I'm Gip Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
The residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills wish you and your family all the warmth of this holiday season has to offer. Have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year filled with peace and joy.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
And currently in Richland Center, our temperature is 6 degrees at 6:44 on this first day of December, the last day of Thanksgiving weekend, and the winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 5 below outside. So be sure to bundle up, folks. And mostly sunny today, chilly, though not as windy compared to the past few days, with a high of 24. Winds will be northwest 7 to 12. Increasing clouds tonight, flurries are possible, though no accumulations is expected, with a low of 13, and partly cloudy with lingering flurries. It'll be warmer with a high of 30. And once again, our current temperature is 6 degrees. And yesterday, the Badgers continued their hot playing on the court as they go 8-0 by beating Chicago State Cougars yesterday at the Kohl Center by a score of 74-53. So that improves Wisconsin's record 2-8-0. Remember, that is the 15th ranked Wisconsin Badgers. No Packer football today since they played on Thanksgiving, so I'll be bringing you some music news and information up until the 10 o'clock hour. Then Adam Hess will take over and be entertaining you up until 6, and then we'll have Old Country with Bo Hendricks. And we'll be playing some great classic country music for your entertainment. And that'll be from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Good Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Our Southern Gospel headlines for the week are coming up. Right now, why don't you join the Collingsworth family as they bless the name of Jesus.
That night and
chains were loosed and they were free. They sang, I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you
your name, the Collingsworth family, from their project Classics and Hymns. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. The Recording Academy announced the nominees for the 67th annual Grammy Awards. Southern Gospel music is represented by the Roots Gospel Album category. The nominees are The Gospel Sessions Volume 2 by Authentic Unlimited, The Gospel According to Mark, Mark D. Conklin, Rhapsody, The Harlem Gospel Travelers, Church from Corey Henry, and Loving You by the Nealands. Autumn Nealand-Streetman comments on the honor.
Hi, this is Autumn Nealand-Streetman, and I am thrilled that my family, the Nealands' last album, has been nominated for a Grammy. We worked so hard on this, and we are all so proud of it. I know that my family is looking down from heaven smiling. Thank you all for your love and support.
That's Autumn Nealand-Streetman. Congratulations to all of the nominees. Congratulations to Sarah Davison of High Road and husband Trevor Randolph on the birth of their first child on November the 14th. Sarah delivered a little girl, Ruth Ann. 5 pounds, 5 ounces. Mom and little baby are doing great. Congratulations to Sarah and Trevor. One of the biggest events in Southern gospel music is Singing in the Sun in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina every spring. Tickets for the event went on sale last week. Here's Abraham Productions president Ray Flynn with details.
Well, tickets for the annual Singing in the Sun in Myrtle Beach just went on sale, and there's been so much anticipation. I mean, people started calling days in advance, trying to go ahead and try to get their tickets. But we've got people coming, as always, from all over the United States. You know, last year we had people there from 46 states, 5 different countries, who come almost every year to Singing in the Sun. And for the folks that have never been to Singing in the Sun, it is like the buffet of great Southern gospel music. In fact, you know, this coming year, it's going to be April the 21st through the 26th in 2025 there at the Myrtle Beach Convention Center, with just incredible talent. A triumphant quartet will be there. Karen Peck and New River, The Hoppers, Brian Free and Assurance, The Wisnets, and then we have Mark Trammell Quartet, Greater Vision, Gold City, The Sound, The Inspirations, Jeff and Sherry Easter, True Song from Up at the Ark is coming back to Singing in the Sun. And then the Isaacs with all of their classic sounds, Joseph Habedank, Tribute Quartet, Scotty Inman, The Guardians. And then this year, we have the Collingsworth family coming back to be with us at Singing in the Sun, along with Mark Lowry and Endless Highway. All of these folks, plus many, many others that I didn't even mention, are going to be at Singing in the Sun.
That's Ray Flynn of Abraham Productions. For more information, visit abrahamproductions.net or call 888-238-6858. And those are the Southern Gospel headlines for the week. It's our Thanksgiving edition of the program. The Bible says in Psalm 107, verses 8 and 9, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." Here's the Lefevre Quartet, "All the Praise."
Only one spoke countless stars ablaze. Only one could breathe life into clay. Only one can quiet raging seas. Only one has power to redeem.
All the praise goes to Jesus. All the praise to Him alone. All the glory and honor forevermore. All the praise to Him alone.
Only one left heaven for a cross. Only one knows every pain and loss. Only one could die my soul to save. Only one, the name.
one could crush the curse of sin. Only one was raised to life again. Only
the Lefevre Quartet. And that'll wrap things up for hour one of the program. Tim Lovelace has some advice if you overeat this Thursday.
Someone told me that I should do lunges to stay in shape. And you know what? That would be a huge step forward.
More of our Thanksgiving special coming up in hour two when the gospel